Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're going to look at James because faith and works seems to be one of those puzzles that we have not yet figured out. And throughout the ages since James wrote it, and even before, the argument about what saves, is it faith or is it works, has gone on and on and on. And in our Reformation days, faith and works tended to be one of the hot button issues, as the reformers were accused of getting rid of good works and as opposed to using them for salvation. And so there's all sorts of stuff about faith and works, and we still haven't figured it all out yet. So I thought today would be a good day to address some of this confusion. And there's a picture in my head that when it comes to talking about faith and works, I just can't shake. So, you know how on days when it's really hot out and you're walking up along the sidewalk, either here at church or at home or whatever the case may be, you see a worm that had tried with all its might to make it across the sidewalk, but just couldn't, and ended up being dried up in some weird shape as it was trying to figure out a way to use its last bit of moisture to make it from one side of the sidewalk to the next, and it couldn't quite do it. Well, in my head, and maybe not yours, but in my head, I look at that dried up worm and I say, that's a worm with faith, but no works. He doesn't have anything to show for his faith because he's dried up on the sidewalk, didn't make it. So he is a worm, as Luther has been known to say about us as worms. He is a worm of faith, but no works. Now, on the other side, sometimes when it rains here, like it used to, it doesn't anymore apparently, but it used to, and sometimes when it would rain, on the sidewalk you would see all of these worms come out to play. And they're in the puddle and they're squirming around and they're just seeming to enjoy the water that's on the sidewalk. And while they're doing so, the birds are also having a great time because they're in easy pickings, right? They don't even have to try. And so these worms are just squirming around on the sidewalk, not doing anything but squirming. And so I say, you know, those are worms with a lot of works, but no faith to show. They're not really doing anything. They're just squirming around. So I see us as human beings in the church and outside of the church, somewhere in between the dried up worm who never made it across the sidewalk and the one who's simply squirming around in the puddle. Neither one really doing anything productive, and neither one's faith really bringing them through it all. They're just sort of there. Now, James writes about faith and works and the argument between the two, and that, as the reformers would say, it's faith alone that saves, and that works don't avail you of your salvation, and that is true. We can't work for our salvation. We can't do anything that God will say, oh, all right, you finally achieved the list. Now we'll check you off and you can enter in to the Lord's kingdom. He doesn't do that. But also, that doesn't mean that we don't get to do anything, right? In life, there are things to do. So, as faith and works and the worms that represent them, where do we find the combination of the two? Faith and works. Now, it's faith that saves, and it saves in order for us to do good works. Good works don't generate faith. Faith doesn't automatically pop up and do stuff. It's a combination of the two, faith and good works. We are saved, it says in Ephesians, so that we can do the good works that God had planned out for us to do. We are his workmanship to do those things, whatever they may be. So, where do we find the worms who are both faithful and doing the works they're supposed to? Well, when we would go fishing as kids, one of the things we would do is my dad would send us out into the backyard to find worms. Now, he knew he was going to buy some on the way, but he needed to do something with us while we were trying to get ready to go fishing, so we were out of the way. So he would send us out to find worms in the dirt. And so we would. We would dig around all over the place, and on occasion we would find worms hard at work, doing what worms were called to do, enriching the soil, digging in the plants and getting rid of pests. They were all over the place in the gardens, and that's where you find faith and works combined. You find worms doing what they were called to do. They're righteous worms. They're doing what they were called to do. They were doing what they were saved to do. They were enriching the soil of the garden. They were helping the plants to grow. So that's the combination. That's the faith and good works. They're there in the garden with faith because, you know, sometimes the birds do come down and pick them out of the garden, but they're still maintaining the work that they're supposed to do. So what about us worms? What about us in between that flat, dried up worm and the squirming in the water worm? Where are we? Where do we see faith and good works come together in us? Well, one example is right here in worship.
I think I just lost my microphone. That's what that pop is. I'll move over here.
This one works. So our combination of faith and good works shows itself first in worship. We're here together. We are energized by faith. We are drawn and called by faith to come to worship. And so we do. Worship is a good work. It's not something we do in order to make God happy and earn his favor. It's something we do because we are faithful. It's who we are. We are good worms at work in worship. But where else? It's not just here, right? Because we got a whole lot of other life to live out there, so this isn't the only combination of faith and good works. Couldn't be. There has to be more. So this is where Luther would say, think about your vocation. Where has God placed you? In what stage of life has he placed you? What are your vocations? Are you a brother or a sister? Are you a mother or a father? Are you a grandmother or great-grandmother? Are you a worker somewhere? Do you have a job that you interact with people? Do you have things to do in class as a student? Are you all of these other things? Are you a friend? All of these places are our vocations where God has placed us to faithfully carry out the good works he has planned. And it's going to look different for every single worm. Every worm's vocation looks different. We all have different jobs to do, different gardens to fertilize. It may be in our marriage. It may be in our family. It may be in our community. Maybe we're active in different things in the community. Maybe we're helping others. Maybe we're serving others. Maybe we are fulfilling that command to love our neighbors as ourselves. All of those things are good works. They don't save us, but they're the reason we're saved, so that we can do them. So faith and good works, it's a both and. James would argue that faith without works is dead, that worm on the sidewalk. And others, that works are all that you need, and then that's all you do is squirm around doing way too many things all at once and not being productive. And he says, I'll show you my faith by my works. I'll show you what God has given me by how I live out my life. I will show you the gifts of grace and mercy and forgiveness by how I interact with others. That's how you'll know. Not by how I look, not by all of the things that I'm doing over here, but how I'm living out the calling that God has placed on us. That's faith in good works. So now I'll say, we don't have it all figured out, of course, right? We haven't figured out every single good work that God has called us to do. We still have plenty of work ahead of us. There's lots of work to be done. The worm's job is never finished as the garden keeps on growing. And so we do. We keep on going. We keep on working. We keep on serving. All because of the faith that God has given us. All because of faith in Christ Jesus. So faith in good works. It's not an either or. It's a both and. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and our minds always in Him to life everlasting. Amen.